Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals.
And I'm your host, David Saltzman. Welcome to a brand new edition of Healthcare Happy Hour. Today, we have invited Kayleen Popp, Product Director at Agency Block, to tell us about a lot of the things that they do to help us brokers. So welcome, Kayleen.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So let's level set. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, have heard about Agency Block, including myself. I've been around the industry for a long time, but I'm not really sure about all the things you do. So how would you describe Agency Block in a nutshell?
So Agency Block is an agency centered around an agency management system that is built to help mainly health and life insurance agents to manage their information, right? So all of your leads and all of your policy information about all of your clients, keep track of that as well as manage all the communications that you have with them. And in that suite of solutions, in addition to just the agency management system, are things like helping you to market to your customers, our commissions module, which helps to track commissions, make sure that you're not missing anything, and then small group quoting and enrollment tool called Quote Plus.
Well, you know, I think if most people know you guys only casually, I think they probably know you from your quoting engine?
I would say that the Agency Block name mostly came from its genesis, which was the agency management system. And the quoting and enrollment system actually is a recent acquisition of the old FormFire product, which has been upgraded and revamped into Quote Plus. So really the impetus there was to expand the offering that we had for the health and life space from more of our individual focus, and we were serving groups, but really to allow that connection between when you're managing all your information and going out and prospecting clients on the group side to then going and being able to feed all of that information into a quoting engine so that you can serve that group. So we really move from serving groups to a lesser extent to offering more solutions for them.
So let's talk about that for a little bit. What are the different products that can be quoted on the platform?
Yeah, so Quote Plus is designed for the small group side. And so all of the ACA products that are out there, the community rated products that came as a part of that, as well as the underwritten products or anything that would be self-funded would need that underwriting process. And so the solution was built really to, we were trying to serve everything that the brokers do, right? To the extent that we can, all of the different companies in the ecosystem and softwares that connect to each other have a different purpose, but really trying to connect that all together so that you don't have to go to a different place in order to quote your ACA products versus quote underwritten products and take the employers and the employees through that process of the medical underwriting, which is all just a very time-consuming thing for everyone to do.
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to Core Medical, does it quote any other esoteric products like, you know, Medicare or?
Not on the Medicare side. We're actually making connections through the Agency Block suite of products to go to other platforms for that and allow access. That's really where we want to try to be a hub for brokers because you're going in there, you're managing your information, so being able to get to places. But the Quote Plus product is built for the group side. And so that would be small group medical, dental, vision products, and then in addition to the quoting, going through and the enrollment process as well to take that group kind of full cycle.
Circle back for a second and let define for us when you say everybody's got a different definition of small group.
Small
group, yeah. What do you folks think of?
Yeah, so we use the definition, the legal definition that's out there for how most of the groups are written, which would small groups would be mostly anything 50 and below, unless you're in a state like a New York or a California or a Florida who decided to do their own thing and call small group 100 and below. So yeah, it's really that sweet spot of the groups of 50 or less that are typically quoted in that way that that Quote Plus would accommodate.
Yeah, I lived in Florida for 35 years. They like to do things the Florida way there. So they embrace being different.
Yeah. And doing business nationally, you run into just different restrictions and different preferences in different states. So they all want to be unique, right?
It's a lot of fun. I ran a TPA for 9 years, and I can tell you that state-to-state stuff is challenging, which is why I'm glad 99% of what we did was ERISA stuff, and that way we didn't have to worry about that. But, you know, it's great that there's a tool out there that can help folks automate that really time-consuming process. Let's skip ahead a little bit. I mean, one of the things that all brokers, your brokers, the brokers I know, et cetera, or advisors, if you prefer the term, want to do is differentiate themselves. They're playing in, you know, shark-infested waters, and there's always somebody who's got, you know, an edge on something. Do you have tools that help advisors differentiate themselves?
Yeah, and so that's a really good question. So when we talk to brokers, some of the things that they're saying is that they want to be able to offer products that and present their products in a way that does make them stand out from others, right? So part of that is being able to go into a consolidated quoting tool like QuotePlus, to where you can go in and view all of the different products that are available in your market, rather than just your go-tos. As you said, the small group quoting enrollment space is so labor intensive. Brokers who are out there, they want to be in it, but they know that it takes a lot of time, and you have to really manage and use your tools in order to get ahead and in order to differentiate yourself. So some of the things that we're hearing from brokers that they do is not only just offering the standard solution for, you know, the big product or the big carrier that is out there in their area, but really taking the time to take a look at product fit. So what they're looking for is a product that fits that group. And sometimes that's a comparison between a current product that they're using and trying to get a fit with price and matching up with price, as well as with the different aspects of the plan and the different benefits that are really offered. And so finding that product fit and having a tool that can give you a comparison of that and really filter down the list of all of those different options that you could have out there, so that you can actually say, all right, here's the product that they are using today, and I want to find either a like product or a product that is better in this way, or a product that's less expensive, or, you know, mess with your employer contribution and things like that. So one of the ways that the brokers are differentiating themselves is actually finding a better product fit and using technologies that are out there in order to do that.
So. That's awesome. So let's move beyond the quoting stuff. What other problems do you help advisors solve?
Well, there are a lot of them out there. A lot of it has to do with what we hear most from brokers is that they are enamored with paperwork, that it is difficult and time-consuming to work with all of the different carriers that are out there and the carrier processes that they have in place. Just like states want to be different, carriers want to be different too. They all have different requirements, right? And really using technology in order to leverage your strengths as a brokerage, right? Using technology to go out and to find the correct products, to find the correct fit, and eliminate a lot of that time. And so what we typically hear from brokers that some of the things that help the most are, number one, using a technology where you can have all of your information in one place and it carries through from year to year. And then being able to use that in order to find that product fit or search for products. They're having to go to so many different tools in order to do that. And so trying to, anywhere you can leverage an integration, which is another huge thing that every single broker I talk to says, are you integrated with this system? Are you integrated with that system? Because this entire ecosystem runs on data, but the data isn't freely exchanged back and forth in all of the different areas. Yeah, right? If we could all wave a magic wand and make that happen, that would be great. And so that's one of the things that we've tried to do as an organization in order to serve the brokers that are using our systems is try to make those connections in different ways. And so with the agency management system being linked to our quoting system and that information flowing back and forth, so that they don't have to do all of that manual data entry. There is so much rework and so much data entry that has to happen in order to get a census from a group, in order to upload that to your first system, and then you quote it, and then you have to send it to the carrier in their preferred format. Our tool in particular actually takes all of that information and it can send it to a carrier in their preferred format. So we have a library of censuses, and brokers are just baffled that they don't have to go to the carriers and do all of these different rearrangements of data, you know, rearranging spreadsheets or filling out different forms because they're all different. We have the library of those so that the brokers could actually go in, get their censuses, or choose to receive a quote from multiple carriers at the same time. We fill all of those censuses, and then they can be sent out to the same place or to all of the different carriers in the same way. Same with forms for the medically underwritten process. That's one of the areas that's a big strength of Quote Plus, because it came from that FormFire roots of gathering the medical health questionnaire information and consolidating that underwriting process so that all of that can then be sent out for a quote to multiple carriers at the same time. Now, those forms, I don't know if you've ever seen those. Well, I'm sure you've probably seen them before, and all of you out there have too. They're multi-page PDFs that are all in a different format that these carriers are asking you to fill out. And so if you want to have employees, first of all, take the time to enter in all of their medical health history, all the medications that they're taking, any, you know, ailments they have, things like that, or any conditions, and put it into more than one form and sign off on it. I mean, that's just a nightmare. So having the ability to put all that together and then send it to the multiple carriers for a quote really is a time savings. And that's where the carriers are looking for integrations and technology, passing the information back and forth, not having to enter it multiple times into multiple different places. The end of the year for open enrollment season, and everyone is requoting groups, and that's where you're trying to get all your information in at the same time, there just isn't time to do all of it. And so if you're trying to grow your business and you're trying to expand, you are struggling just to keep up with renewals and aren't necessarily able to expand unless you have a tool that can help you save time throughout the process.
Well, I also expected a tool like that would save most advisors money, because either you automate this or you staff up to do it if you want to continue to have to grow your book.
Right.
Are you getting feedback from advisors that, you know, this is helping them eliminate a staff position, or maybe because they're being asked to do so much these days, it helps them get their staff focused on the things that only human beings can do?
Right. The repurposing of the things that no one really wants to do, right? And so sometimes when you talk to a agency owner or a leader, they're focused on growing their business, and they may not see all the time all of that extra work that's being done by the admins or that's being done by the account managers. And so when you get multiple people in a room and you start hearing it from the different angles, that's when that light bulb kind of comes on that the account manager or the administrative positions say, oh my goodness, you actually do all of that? That's what I spend all of my time doing when I'm supposed to be doing these value-added options of, you know, different types of proposaling layouts that are available that just are spit out through the system, and they don't have to do any kind of rejiggering in order to make it in a way that's consumable for the employers. Or they can actually go out and do more of that comparison to find the product fit rather than just the paperwork to try to get it to a presentable area. So, yeah.
I would imagine that, you know, if you're talking to a smaller, you know, maybe a newer agency that doesn't have a humongous book and can't support a lot of folks, what you're doing is actually giving an advisor selling time back in their day.
Right. Yeah. You could go out and do more of those value-added activities like sell, which is... what insurance that's what these brokers signed up to do, right? As a broker, you you typically like people and you want to be out there talking to people and helping mm-hmm. people. You also want to either sell more and grow your business or sell the similar amount because you're happy with where you're at, but golf more and take off Fridays in the summer. You know, it depends what type of an agency you are and what you value. But there are, you know, different options that you have there when you have something that can help you kind of streamline things.
You talk to an awful lot of advisors. You must during the course of, you know, an average day. What are you seeing as some of the best practices that are out there? We always try to find that out so we can share that.
Yeah. So some of the best practices that that our brokers share with us is one is trying to consolidate systems. And rather than using all of these disparate uses of pieces of technology, trying to combine those. And so that's actually one of the reasons that Agency Block as a whole has moved from just an agency management system to a suite of solutions, because that integration and the consolidation of the tools, not having to have a separate VoIP provider from your agency management system that's tied in and keeping all of your information. When you move to the quoting piece and your information is moving back and forth, trying to consolidate those tools, not having to go from an engine that quotes only your gets only your ACA quotes to one that can actually handle your medical health questionnaires. So consolidating technology is a huge one that I hear from brokers. The other thing that I hear in terms of best practices is really segmenting out job functions for within the agency, as long as you're big enough for that, so that you can have someone who is an expert. Your brokers are out there, or your advisors are out there selling and talking to people, while you've got people in the back office who are preparing your quotes and really using a system like Quote Plus in order to get that ready for the brokers to go out and walk with. And if the quicker that they can go out and walk with that, the better.
So let's come full circle as we kind of go towards the end of our conversation today. What are the other functions in the core agency management software? We really haven't talked about that much. We've talked about quoting, but based agency management software, what are some of the things that that does to help advisors?
Yeah, so the agency management system is really meant to be the hub of where you keep all of your information for the customers that you serve. So if we talk about the group side, which is tied into the Quote Plus, the group side, you're managing your groups, you're managing the employees within the groups, all of the policies that you're sold, and doing things like managing renewals, right? So within the agency management system, it's, of course, you have workflows. Those workflows allow you to automate processes like alert you when a group is 90 days from renewal. So the correct salesperson then gets an alert that they need to reach out and start that process. So having all of that together, same thing on the individual side. When you've got, you know, Medicare or individual insurance coming up, things like that, where you can manage your renewals. It's really built to try to help you manage your lead generation coming in as well. So turning a prospect and managing those prospects, sending out marketing communications, and those marketing communications can either be sent off on a one-off basis, or it can be automated through some of those workflows. Say you do group business, you've got some people who are turning 65. You can set up an over 65 list that when their birthday hits or before their birthday hits, you send out a communication that says, hey, we also sell Medicare and we'd like to talk to you about this. You know, we've worked with your employer. We've become familiar with you. You can work with us. In addition to that, we've made a recent additions to our VoIP, to texting that's going out to clients. As well as one of the things that Agency Block has been well known for is our commissions module. So managing commissions is a bear. It takes a lot of work. And what sometimes, if you don't have something that is managing your commissions, what agencies find out is that they're missing commissions payments. I mean, we've every time we set someone up with a commissions management system, when they've just been doing spreadsheeting or not tracking it, they find holes in that. They find payments that they have been missing because the commissions system brings it in, alerts you to what you should be being paid, and allows you to reconcile that with what you were actually paid. So if you bring that all together, you're able to prospect, you're able to manage, you're able to complete your workflows and do your reminders and help your salespeople and your account managers and everyone throughout the agency manage their tasks and manage their day, because I think we all live off of our calendars and can't manage that much data without help.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So wrapping up, you know, look at your crystal ball without giving us any trade secrets or whatever. What's coming? What's kind of on the horizon for you guys?
So we recently had our Block Builder annual user event and thought leadership event. And what came out of that, because we always like to ask we like to talk to the agents and see what they're talking about. We also have a special advisory group of brokers who are thought leaders and buy into that and fill into that. Some of the things that have come out of that are some additional RX and prescription captures, some things around the Medicare space, as well as additional tools to tie in the group portion of what we do for Agency Block, so to kind of bring more of that even more full circle with the prospecting and the VoIP and things like that kind of worked in. We also, trying to think of how to not take some of this away, we've made, give away too many secrets. We're trying to really make more connections and create integrations with other entities and other softwares in the agency that they're using today, right? It's all, we use this system and we would love if you would integrate with them. So trying to create more of a marketplace where agents can access the tools that they need from Agency Block and from that core system. So you're like
army knife and you're adding new tools all the time.
Right, but in a meaningful way, right? We're not just spitballing all over. We're taking that feedback that we get from our clients and trying to go in a meaningful direction to build it out. Yeah.
That the best way to build out products is to let your end users tell you what it is that they need and then go create it.
Right. Right. And connect when it's not our core competency and there's a tool that they like, we would prefer to connect so that they continue using the other tool that they like.
That's awesome. Well, Kayleen, thank you so much for sharing some background and insight onto what Agency Block is all about, how it helps the advisor community. Kayleen Popp is the product director at Agency Block. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, David. Appreciate it.
You can have the Healthcare Happy Hour podcast downloaded automatically by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also find a link to the podcast in the member-exclusive Washington Update, published on Fridays. For more information on our government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit nabip.org.